Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Yeah, hi. You guys were recommended to me to move over to you guys for all my parrots.
Oh, okay, certainly.
I've used Dr. Brock before too, so.
Yeah, certainly.
Very keen.
No, we can definitely organise that. Now, we obviously haven't seen you here before. Are you needing to make an appointment for multiple pets or just one pet at this stage?
I'm probably going to bring all six of my parrots with me.
Oh, okay, certainly. So we need enough time. Is it for health checks or are there some concerns?
It's just generic, like, once a year health checks.
Okay, yeah. Certainly. Well, what I can do now, are you coming from UPB?
I am, yeah. I'm actually booking well and truly in advance. I've got a date in mind and I just want to double check.
Certainly. What I'll do first, I'll just check, because we did get some histories and stuff sent over unless you haven't requested it.
I haven't requested it yet, no.
Okay, so we won't have you on file here? No.
No.
Okay, let me just get a file started and then I can pop the pets on and then we can go ahead and making the appointment. Now, what's your first name?
Nicole. But put me down as Nikki. It's probably easier.
Do you like N-I-K-K-I or N-I-K-I or?
This is going to sound really strange, but it's actually N-Y-K-K-Y. I don't know. It's just always been that way since I was a kid.
No, that's okay. So can you spell that again? N-Y?
Yeah. N-Y-K-K-Y.
K-K-Y.
Plus one of those childhood nicknames that just never left.
No, that's okay. And what's your surname, Nikki?
Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y.
And your email address?
It's N-Y-K-K-Y at live. .co.uk.
And the mobile that you're calling on is the best one?
Yes.
Excellent. And your address there, Nikki?
6 McKellar, McKellar Street, Rosewood.
And what's the postcode there?
4340.
Okay, now we'll get in and we'll pop all of them on file. What's the name of the first bed?
Okay, I'll go biggest to smallest. All right, my first bird is Storm.
And what breed of bird is Storm?
He's a blue and gold McFall.
And how old is he approximately?
3.5 years. I can give you dates of birth for most of these as well.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And what's the name of the second bird?
I'll go Luna.
And what breed of bird is Luna?
She's a red-tailed black cockatoo, Nazo.
And how old is Luna?
About 3.
Excellent. And the name of the next one?
Malachi, M-A-L-A-K-A-I.
And how old is Malachi?
About 3.5.
And what is Malachi? What breed?
He is a Major Mitchell Cockatoo.
And next one?
Shadow?
Sorry, was that Spido?
No, Shadow.
Oh, Shadow. How did I get Spido?
Yep. I don't know. It's all good.
And Shadow, a boy? Girl?
Boy. He's a boy. Yeah.
How old?
3.5. Don't ask me how. I did not get them all at the same time. They all just came roughly the same age.
That's okay. And how? What type of breed of bird is Shadow?
He's a galah. We're almost there. We're over halfway.
Oh, that's okay. And the next one?
Ninja.
A boy as well?
She's a girl.
A girl and 3.5?
Yep, she's about 3.5 and she is a yellow collar macaw.
Yellow collared, did you say?
Yeah, yellow collared macaw.
Excellent. And lucky last.
Lucky last is Fizz.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Fizz.
Siv?
Fizz. F-I-Z-Z.
Oh, Fizz.
Fizz. Like Fizz Pop.
Oh, with Fizz, yep. And
yep.
Is Fizz a male or female?
He's a boy.
Boy and 3.5?
No, he is. What are you, buddy? You're about 2. He's about 2.
And what breed of bird is Fizz?
He's a Quaker.
Quaker. A green or blue? Or
no, he's a blue opaline, yeah. He's my little sassy pocket rocket.
As they always are, the Quakers.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Now we've got all that done. Nikki, what date were you wanting?
Friday the 12th of September, if possible.
Okay. Now, Dr. Brock doesn't normally work Fridays.
Well, he doesn't normally work Fridays.
No, but let me just have a look. You are lucky. I forgot our other doctor is actually going to be off for a little bit. There we go. Now, you're wanting to bring all 6 of them in for health check?
Yeah, just because I'm coming in from out past Ipswich, it's better to bring them all in on one go.
No, that's okay. Okay, now, coming from Ipswich, do you want to have mid-morning, like 10 o'clock?
Honestly, look,
well,
I
can do
I
first
used to go
thing at 9 o'clock. I can. But
I can do first thing at 9 a.m. Look, I'm used to the long drive in anyway, and it's only an extra, like, 40-odd minutes, so...
Yeah, no, that's okay.
These guys are used to travelling too, so they're fine.
That's all good. Okay, well, I'll pop them in. Now, is there any concerns with any of them?
Sean's had a little bit of a sniffle just once in a while, but I think as soon as you just add, like, put the heat up a little bit, he's totally fine. I think that's something I'll get him to just do, like, a swab check for, but
yep.
Otherwise, I think it's super minor. It's not affecting him any way, shape or form. Normally, all of his behaviour, poops, everything else is fine and normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and he hasn't necessarily gone off food or anything like that either. There's no other even slight... I work very closely with these guys because I'm a parrot trainer and behavioralist.
Yep.
So
sure.
I actually, like most of these, I got most of these as rescues and stuff anyway, so... He's fine otherwise. I just want to get it checked anyway. It's not super critical. He's had it for maybe a couple of weeks, but you've got to catch him when he's doing it because he only does it once in a blue moon sort of thing.
Yeah, and sorry, so, I didn't catch which one was doing it.
Storm, the blue and gold.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
It's also not affecting his flying or stamina when flying either, so he free flies and he's fine.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, what I will get you to do, though, if you can ring the previous vets and just request the history to be forwarded to us, there shouldn't be a problem if you do it. Has he been seen previous with Adrian, like at the before that he sold the practice? Just sometimes, or has it just been since the sale that you've been there?
No, I was there before they had the sale. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just need to request the history because they've got two different computer systems now. So they've got the historical history, which will be prior to sale. If you just say that it's prior to sale and they'll send that history as well, just over for the purchase. So, Dr. Brock probably recalls it anyway, but just so we've got it here on file here.
I think he's only seen one of my birds once before. I used to see Zach or Adrian mostly, but...
Oh, okay,
like
sure.
But with Zach having gone from UPV now there as well, there's no point in staying with him.
No, that's
sounds horrible,
fine. No, perfectly fine. but yeah, I've got you booked in for 9 o'clock on the 12th of September for you, for all of them.
Cool.
So I will also send a questionnaire. Obviously, there's 6 of them, but if you just put a little price in on the one questionnaire will be fine. You don't need to fill out six of the same type of thing.
Okay, yeah, cool. Look, honestly, they all get almost the same food anyway, in terms of it's just slightly different levels of things.
Yeah,
and it's
just
minor
just put
anyway.
Just whole names on it, and yeah, I'll cut and paste them on their files. That's fine.
Yes.
But yeah, so all booked in 9 o'clock, Friday the 12th of September. To see Dr. Brock.
Okay.
If you can get that history forwarded over prior to that appointment, that would be great. And I'll send you that questionnaire as well.
Okay. All right.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Also, just in case, I'm not sure how, I can't remember the name of the blue and gold and the other medical.
Yep.
Just in case you need to do any light anaesthetic, just don't give any soft fruits to them in the morning. And probably withhold any food on the travel over. That should be ample enough time, just in case we need to do any
honestly,
assessment under anaesthetic.
Yeah,
we probably
honestly,
do,
I
but
can...
just in case we need to.
The mini McCaw, definitely not. You won't have to worry about her. She's pretty, like, you can towel her easily, and I can towel Storm and hand him over, so that's fine.
Yeah. Just on the off chance we need to do anything, save delaying, have to come back at another time. We probably won't need to do anything like that, but we just like to pre-warn people with the bigger birds if we do need to do anything. But generally speaking, we probably won't.
Yeah. No, look, that's cool. These guys, honestly, it's going to be like a 2.5 to 3 hour trip for me anyway. So they won't have any food for that whole time anyway. So hopefully
that's
long enough
fine.
Anyhow.
Yeah, that should be ample time. Not a problem at all.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, because I'll definitely give them a feed before they go.
Yeah.
I would normally at least get them up at least an hour before we have to go anywhere. And I think we'll be fine, but I just thought I'd double check and if that 2.5 to 3 hours is going to be enough.
Yep. No, that will be perfect. Excellent.
All right,
okay,
cool.
Well, that's all booked in. If you happen to get an email. Yes, sir.
No, I'll let you finish first.
If you happen to get an email with different times, it's definitely at 9. It's just the way our computer system books the appointments.
That's okay. That's all right. Quickly, what I didn't think to ask, but what's the cost of it for these guys too? So what? I don't know what your standard pricing is or anything.
Yeah, certainly.
Get fecals as well.
Yep. Not a problem. Like the standard wet mounts are all included in the consult. If we need to do special gram stains for gut health and things like that, would be a gram stain cost. They're all housed separately, are they? Or
they're all in separate cages, I do that. But they're all in the same room, so.
Okay, certainly. No, that's okay. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll get the exact cost for you there, Nikki, so I'm not leading up the garden path. I won't be missed there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary...
Are you there, Nikki?
Yep.
Yeah, so you'd be looking at 170 for the first initial consult, and then the other five birds will be at 135 each.
Okay.
And then if we need to do special gram stains, you'd be looking at $50 per gram stain for that one there. Or plus or minus any medications if it's found something on exam.
I think I'm still probably going to do like a like a swab. I don't know whether you want it, whether it'll be nasal or cloacal or whatever, but probably just want to do a swab check for any, I guess, bacteria or anything like that, just to double check with that sort of wheeze cough thing that Storm's got going on. How much would that be?
So it just depends. Like, if it's just an in-house examination with, say, a gram stain or something, it'll just be the $50. If it's something that we want to send off,
It
depends on exactly what testing that they would probably want to do for that.
So we'll be subject to. I'm thinking it'll just be some sort of, like, whether it's like a bacterial overgrowth or something like that, potentially of some sort, maybe, is sort of what I'm thinking. It's not really gotten into anything, but he's just got something lingering.
Yeah, so if they need to do it, let's say a culture swab, if there's some discharge that they're a bit concerned about, you might be looking at a couple of $100 for that swab that we send off to culture what might actually grow. If it's just something that they want to look under the microscope first, you'd probably just be looking at a gram stain cost about $50 for that.
If it's
found on that and they want to do the swab, then they might do that as well. But Dr. Brock, as you would know, he would give you all the costs involved with that, and then you make the decision whether or not you want to go forward with that.
Look, either way, I'll go forward with it anyway, because I just want to make sure I know what's wrong. Because, I mean, you can hear him now. He's fine. There's nothing wrong. And in fact, he doesn't generally have discharge. It's only when he's got this little wheeze thing, he might have a tiny bit of moisture around his nares, and that's about it.
Yep.
But, like I said, it doesn't even happen every day, and it's just usually super brief, and sometimes even without me putting the heat on, it's fine. So, it'll pass within a half hour or whatever. So I don't know what... don't really know what it is. It's just very random. Been trying to actually capture him doing it so I can have a video available, because I highly doubt that he'll be like, sorry, Michael, I was trying to talk to me in the background as well.
It's like a child when you're on the phone.
He's the worst for it. He has to, he's like, me. It's all right, buddy. Look, I think with him, I'll try and get a video of it to show Brock what it is.
Yeah.
Because maybe there's things actually in the video that might pinpoint what it is and might give him a better idea of which way to go with it. Just to try and actually get him to do it when I've got my phone on me. Anyway. All right. Look, I'll try and have that ready. I think everything's all good. The pricing sounds great. That's fine. No problems. And we'll go from there.
Excellent. Not a problem. And I'll get that questionnaire off to you as well.
Legend. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Not a problem. Okay. Then we'll look forward to seeing you on the 12th.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.